Governor Charlie Crist continued his state swine flu awareness tour this afternoon in Tampa. Florida's Surgeon General Anna Viamonte Ross and its Education Commissioner Eric Smith joined Crist at Pierce Middle School. The governor warned of back-to-school season precautions for swine flu.
We wanted to be with you today as we're touring the state, as a matter of fact, to make sure that Floridians understand the seriousness of this flu, but also understand the common sense ways that they can reduce the potential for it in Florida. And so we started in Tallahassee yesterday, then went to Orlando, now Tampa, obviously, on to Fort Myers, and then Miami this evening to spread the word as the school year is about to begin about the importance, common sense steps that parents can encourage for their children to reduce the incidence of the swine flu.
Crist was flanked by the chair and vice chair of the Hillsborough County School Board, Carol Curdell and Susan Valdez. The governor says there are three ways to help stop the spread of the H1N1 virus.
So number one, wash your hands, wash your hands regularly and use soap and water. Number two, when you cough and or sneeze, do so into your sleeve or into a tissue, not into your hands. And it's important to exercise that because, again, it helps reduce the potential for spread. And then finally, third, is that if you feel sick or your child feels sick, stay home. I mean, I know that sounds like very straightforward, simple advice, but, you know, sometimes the most obvious things we forget, and it's important to remind ourselves of them.
The state's first Surgeon General, Anna Viamonte Ross, says that the back-to-school season could be a time for parents and students to make a routine visit to the doctor.
This is a great opportunity and great time of year to go to your health care provider and make sure that they understand what your health needs are and give you the best information possible, not just about this H1N1 swine flu, but also about regular seasonal flu and how best to protect yourself and your family.
On Tuesday, the Hillsborough County School Board suspended its attendance incentives in order to decrease the chance of a swine flu outbreak facilitated by sick students coming to school. Florida Education Commissioner Eric Smith recommends that people donate hand sanitizers to schools. He says the state is providing tips to parents for reducing virus transmission because health and education go hand in hand.
Yesterday, Governor Crist was able to reach out to our superintendents throughout the state, providing a message of precaution and responsibility as we make plans for the coming year. The governor equipped the superintendents with a letter that can be used to reach out to parents, which are probably the first line of defense in every issue. Reach out to our parents before the start of class to educate our community members about what they can do to keep their students and schools healthy. It is vital that we take these steps, outline the governor's message.
Surgeon General Anna Viamonte Ross says the voluntary swine flu vaccine will be available by October.
We expect the regular seasonal vaccine to be available, as is always, at the end of August, beginning of September. And what we're being told by our federal partners, which are responsible for the testing and the shipment of the H1N1 vaccine, is that by mid-October, the states should start receiving some of the batches. And we're working, obviously, as you said, very closely with our county health departments and our school families, as well as local private providers in the communities, in order to be able to designate sites where these will be available. Again, those individuals that need it first will be in line to get it, and subsequently other batches will be available.
The decision of whether to close schools in the case of an H1N1 outbreak will be at the discretion of local school districts, according to Governor Crist.
It is a decision at the local level. The commissioner mentioned this, I think, at our last stop, and I think it's important that we rely on the partnerships that we have developed, both with those at the local level here in the school board, as well as the superintendent, but certainly our federal friends as well. So at the end of the day, it's a local decision, and it's on a case-by-case basis. And there may be, you know, if needed, some places within a county, whether Hillsborough, Pinellas, or otherwise, where it might be prudent to go ahead and have a closing, and even other parts of the county where it's not necessary.
The governor's office says a toll-free swine flu information hotline will be set up by August 24th. That's the first day all school districts will have started the academic year. You can learn more about ways to stop the spread of swine flu at myflusafety.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.